Yes, good day, and welcome to another podcast on the Atheist News Network. Today, we actually have a very interesting story coming from Colorado. As it turns out, HIV is a punishment from God to pregnant women.
It actually proves that stupidity like this is not limited to Utah alone.
No.
We've spread out to the neighboring states.
In fact... I really, really believe that the stupidity in Utah is actually being spread like HIV. It's probably like an STD. You come into contact with a Utahn and you decide that pregnant mothers who have HIV are punished by God.
It's amazing. This is let's see, of course he's a Republican, right?
What a surprise.
Republican State Senator Dave Schultes said he planned to vote against a bill to require HIV tests for pregnant women because the disease, quote, stems from sexual promiscuity. And he didn't think the legislature should, quote, remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior.
You know what I love is this guy actually stated that HIV is specifically because of sexual promiscuity.
Right. Forget about blood transfusions or, you know, needle sticks.
Coming into contact, blood to blood.
Yeah.
I mean...
So apparently a hospital worker who gets a needle stick, that's as a result of her sexual promiscuity.
Well, obviously, God already knew that she was sexually promiscuous, and so therefore...
The hemophiliacs who got blood transfusions before we could test for HIV and got HIV, you know.
Oh, I can guarantee those hemophiliacs were sexually
just going
promiscuous.
At it all the time.
Yeah, and then taking blood clotting factor to take care of themselves and the bruising.
A Democrat actually pointed out that what this bill will do and why it's so important to test the woman when she is pregnant. If she is HIV positive, treatment is started immediately to protect the baby, right? The unborn baby,
yeah,
who
yeah.
supposedly Republicans are so protective towards.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, talk about abortion protection. I mean, really, guys, come on.
So I thought that would end the argument. Oh, of course, you know, the baby's innocent. It's amazing to me that anyone could do it, but he does. In a nice update, he says that HIV babies are punishment for promiscuous moms.
Well, which, I mean, it's completely sidestepping the issue. You actually have HIV babies. They are getting punished for the parents' mistake. I mean, this goes back to some of the early Bible beliefs that you are cursed unto the such and such generation.
Unto the seventh generation. I got to read this to you because this is beautiful. So this is, Colorado State Senator Dave Schultes. So he's restating his opposition to the bill. What I'm hoping is that, yes, that person may have AIDS, have it seriously as a baby, and when they grow up, the mother will begin to feel guilt as a result of that. The family will see the negative consequences of that promiscuity, and it may make a number of people over the coming years begin to realize that there are negative consequences, and maybe they should adjust their behavior. Well, that's so nice, I think, that this innocent HIV-infected baby can be a shining example to the rest of the community.
Oh, I despise that way of thinking. I mean, yes, if you're in battle, the few do not outweigh the many, but you're sacrificing a child, an innocent child, to a disease that tears away their immune system in order to show parents and people in the future generations that promiscuity is bad. And do you really think they're going to make that connection? Oh, wow, you've got HIV. Your mom must have been promiscuous.
And to say nothing of the fact that this is going to cost the mother and the insurance company and society probably millions of dollars over this child's lifetime because of the multi-drug-resistant strains of HIV that need to be treated with 3 and 4 ridiculously expensive drugs throughout his lifetime.
You know what? I'm sorry. You are missing the issue entirely here. We are willing to spend a little bit of money as long as God's justice is done. But by you making that comment, I can obviously see that you are against God, and I can't deal with that.
I suppose this could be God's punishment, and maybe this guy, you know, it's so funny that this guy wants to stop people from interfering with God's punishment, right?
Yeah.
As if God really wanted to punish these people, How could you possibly interfere with God? If he really wanted to, there's nothing you could do to interfere with God's punishment.
Well, see, and I mean, that type of thinking. Well, Senator, have you ever gone to the hospital? Because obviously God was cursing you with some sort of disease, whether it be an infection or so on and so forth, because of something you did wrong.
Well, God cursed him with mental retardation. Clearly, this guy cannot fire two neurons in sync together to make a coherent thought.
Well, let's just
even after the guy pointed out that, hey, the babies are innocent. Well, it's punishment for the mom.
Oh, jeez. Really? We shouldn't call him mentally retarded? That's too big of a word for him to understand. Let's just call him a retard and get it over with.
You like calling people retards. I think it's politically incorrect.
Well,
I think it is insensitive of you to call
people insensitive
retards.
Of me. This guy is cursing children by trying to go against a bill that would help them, and you're saying I'm the one that's insensitive?
It's insensitive to the people who are mentally retarded.
They can't even think in mentally retarded terms. If they can't think at that level, you can't call them mentally retarded. They're retarded.
I can't believe how insensitive you are.
Hey, I have a retarded brother. Several, in fact. Some of them are actually able to go through life working in normal jobs, but they're still retarded.
Is that Troy?
Troy, Kenny. Actually, let's just list off all brothers and just call them all retarded.
So it's like, you know, if you're black, you can't be a racist. If you hang around mental... Now you're doing it to me.
I'm sorry, were you about to
if
say
If you hang
retarded?
Around retarded people, mentally challenged people, it's okay to call them retards?
Of course. I figure I'm the only one that came normal out of the womb, so obviously I'm the one that can comment on the retardation that's surrounding me.
All right, I did want to spend some time on an email that's been making the rounds. I first saw this a couple months ago, and I typically just delete these things.
Months?
A couple months.
I got this email several years ago, and instantly just kind of went, okay, this is a dumb email. It's passed on. Now,
I actually got this email before I was born.
Oh, well, now you're just talking specifics. Now who's retarded here? What, were you getting email in the womb? The wireless was bouncing off your skull?
All right, so you got this a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I got this a couple of years ago, pretty much deleted it. I haven't seen it for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden, in the same day, two different family members in my family have actually sent this to me. And I'm just like, oh, you have got to be kidding me. And so I forwarded it on to Charlie to share in the pain. And obviously he wants to spend some time.
So this is great because it's one of those stupid emails that, you know, you read it once. And I suppose if you're Christian, you're like, oh, that sounds great. That's so funny.
It makes me feel so good that somebody out there would stick up for God in that.
Right. So here's the premise. It's a United States Marine, and it's called God's Busy. The United States Marine, he was attending some college courses between assignments. You know, he's a good Marine, completed missions in both Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the courses had a professor who was an avowed atheist and a member of the ACLU. Right off the bat, this guy is dog meat. You know that he's dog meat.
Oh,
he's both a liberal, yeah, card-carrying liberal, and an avowed atheist.
Yeah, this guy's going down.
Avowed atheist, I love it. Wait,
I missed my vows on atheism.
One day the professor shocked the class when he came in, looked to the ceiling, and flatly stated, God, if you are real, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I'll give you exactly 15 minutes. Now you can kind of guess what's happening.
Well, I'm just
wondering
why you gave him 15 minutes. I mean, is God so lazy that it takes him 15 minutes to get off his couch and knock this guy over?
They're setting it up for the Marine. The lecture room fell silent. You could hear a pin drop. I love the drama involved, the exaggeration, hyperbole. 10 minutes went by, and the professor proclaimed, here I am, God. I'm still waiting. Got down to that last couple of minutes when the Marine got out of his chair, went up to the professor, and cold-cocked him, knocking him off the platform. The professor was out cold.
Of course he was, because, you know, one shot from a powerful Marine would knock anybody cold.
So the professor eventually came to. He was noticeably shaken, right? He looked at the Marine and asked, what the heck is the matter with you? Why did you do that?
I love how he said heck and not hell. I mean, after all, he is an avowed atheist.
And he just got knocked out.
Yeah, I'm sure heck was the first thing that came out of his mouth.
So here comes the punchline. The Marine calmly replied, he's always calm.
Of course. Right?
They're cool and collected.
Yeah, I've known a lot of Marines that are real cool and collected.
God was too busy today protecting American soldiers who are protecting your right to say stupid stuff and act like an idiot, so he sent me.
This is just painful. Do you realize it's just painful. How false and fake this entire email is?
Yeah, clearly someone made it up in their head. It's a running theme where you have this atheist professor who's smug and arrogant, and he's called to the carpet by the Christian.
Oh, of course.
You notice in a bunch of Jack Chick tracks, and you know it's a long running theme. What I like particularly about this one is that God was too busy. He's omnipotent.
Hey, God was too busy. He's too busy protecting the soldiers, and there's a lot of soldiers over in Iraq right now. So
God's over there. Whew, I'm a little occupied over here.
Wait, I just realized it. On the seventh day, God rested. So obviously this professor was calling him out on the seventh day.
So the Marine broke the Sabbath and should be killed.
You know what? Let's stone the Marine. All in favor? I mean, come on, really. Does anybody take these emails seriously? I mean, you get them, and the first thought that goes through my head is, oh, well, this Marine will be arrested for assault? I mean, really? You think the professor's just going to be lying there on the ground going, wow, that is so inspirational.
You know how they always have those stupid, what would Jesus do?
Oh, yeah.
So do you think if Jesus was sitting in the class, he'd get up and cold cock the professor in the face?
Of course. You saw Jesus go through that temple and knock over those money changers. Jesus would be all over that guy.
He might turn his table over and whip him a few times.
Wasn't he standing on like a podium or something? Maybe he would have turned over the podium and let the guy fall and knock over himself. Yeah, he was on a platform.
He was on, knock me off this platform. I'll give you exactly 15 minutes. It's fantastic. I just wanted to bring that up because it keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Over and over because people keep finding this, I don't know, inspirational, I guess.
That's all I can figure is somebody reads this and they think, wow, this is really inspirational. I'm going to forward it to everybody I know and just irritate the hell out of them.
It allows them to feel smug, right? Because, oh, yeah. God really is busy protecting American soldiers. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but again, omnipotent. And why is it, I mean, wasn't it somebody, some prophet in the past was dumping water on his wood and demanding that God light it on fire?
Yeah, that was Elijah.
Elijah. So excuse me, you have another guy standing there, and obviously the Marine could be in the prophet instance. So why is it God didn't knock him over?
Well, you know, I like this God is too busy idea because, you know, when tsunamis strike, you just say, well, God was too busy protecting American soldiers.
Well, that's an easy escape from natural evil and the problem of evil.
God was too busy to feed the starving children. He's just too busy. He's not listening to your prayers. Well, he's too busy.
If God is so busy protecting American soldiers, is it only America that he's protecting? Because obviously if those children are starving in Africa, he doesn't give too much about them.
We're a Christian nation, clearly. So,
oh, of course.
He's too busy protecting our soldiers. Anyway, all right. So that's the Atheist News Network for this week.
Thank you for joining in to another rousing, imbecilic approach.
I'm sure we'll have, what I've discovered in these past couple weeks is that Christian and Republican stupidity, which tend to go hand in hand, is bottomless. There's no end. There will be another idiotic remark. There's no shortage of this stuff.
Yeah, this is going to be a weekly basis thing where we're going to find somebody and just look at them and go, really? Did you really say that without actually putting two neurons together to figure it out?
Yes.